This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Governor Rauner has declared a statewide harvest emergency to help farmers hit hard by rain-related delays throughout Illinois. Rauner issued a statement saying the declaration is in effect for 45 days and it began yesterday, November 5th. The declaration means drivers carrying ag commodities like grain can get a free permit to exceed gross vehicle limits. Rauner's office said federal statistics show that Illinois corn harvest at the end of October was 17% behind last year's progress. The emergency harvest permit can be obtained on the Illinois Transportation Automated Permits website, and you must have a separate permit for each truck moving overweight agricultural commodities. And those permits can be obtained today through December 19th at no cost. The emergency harvest permit only permits travel on state routes. It does not cover travel on interstates or local routes. Illinois Farm Bureau Director of State Legislation, Kevin Simlo, says if you do plan to travel on a local road, contact your road commissioner or county engineer to see if they will allow the added weight.
If the governor declares a harvest emergency, they would have to go and get a permit from the Department of Transportation. There's going to be no cost, but there is a form you have to go online and get to get your route approved to go on a state route. To move on to a local road or from a local road, you would have to call your local road jurisdiction to talk to them about how, if they're going to honor the extra weight on granted by the harvest declaration or not. So you would have to call your road commissioner or your county highway engineer, depending on which road you were traveling on.
Kevin Simlo, Director of State Legislation for Illinois Farm Bureau, and it's also recommended to check state routes online at gettingaroundillinois.gov before you haul. That way you can ensure no routes are closed and no legal weight or posted ton structures are crossed. And if you have questions, this information can be found online at truckpermits.dot.illinois.gov. Crop surveys from USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will be arriving in farmers' mailboxes soon, and the National Corn Growers Association is urging all crop farmers to take a few minutes to fill out the survey and send it back to the U.S. Department of Ag's NAS. Anthony Bush is a corn farmer from Ohio and a member of the Corn Growers Association's Corn Board. He says it's important that farmers fill out the confidential surveys.
The number of farmers that have been replying to these surveys has been declining in recent years, and that's pretty bad news for farmers. That's like the insurance game when too many people get out of the insurance pool. Why, that doesn't make the pool very big for its rating system, and that's how these NAS surveys work. These are very important in determining how your farm programs are implemented, such as the ARC County ARC program that relies on your yield data for accurate information. And another area that some farmers don't consider is farm appraisals. This data is even used by farm appraisers when they're trying to determine farm values.
Bush says neglecting to complete the surveys and return them to USDA can impact a farmer's bottom line.
It absolutely will impact their bottom line because, you know, producers will be enrolled in a program that might be relying on inaccurate information and how the results of the program are determined. And so that's very bad news.
Federal law ensures that the crop survey is completely confidential and that your privacy is assured. The surveys only take a few minutes to complete.
They're pretty painless. They're pretty much just filling the blanks. You know, they don't take very long. The more accurate information that NAS receives, the better information they're able to provide into the formulas that figure out how these programs work.
And to learn more about the surveys, you can visit the National Corn Growers Association website or talk with your local FSA office.
Any questions you might have, there's a lot of frequently asked questions on there. You could go to your farm service agency also and possibly get some answers. But I just can't stress enough how important it is that farmers take the few minutes to fill this out because the accuracy of their programs is at stake here.
Anthony Bush, National Corn Growers Association board member, and we'll have more ag news after these messages. The House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology announced that it may soon hold a hearing on the International Agency for Cancer Research's 2015 assessment that glyphosate is a carcinogen. The committee has been looking into the agency, which receives American taxpayer funding, and it sent a letter to the agency's director citing concerns over the scientific integrity of the group. The letter also sheds light on the allegations of data manipulation in the review of glyphosate. It also questions the involvement of Christopher Porter, a statistician with no previous experience regarding glyphosate, who testified during a high-profile European hearing that he was in favor of banning the herbicide. At the same time, Porter chaired the International Agency for Cancer Research Working Group that proposed the assessment on glyphosate. He was also a private litigation consultant for two law firms directly benefiting from the classification of glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. The House committee may soon be asking agency officials to appear before them to give testimony about the methodology they used to come up with their findings. Well, DowDuPont has shut down a 30-million-gallon ethanol plant in Nevada, Iowa. The $225 million operation uses corn cobs, husks, and stalks to produce the renewable fuel. 90 workers are out of a job as a result of the move. The project has received about $14 million in state grants since 2010 and was granted $3.4 million in tax credits. State officials are looking at what the company may need to repay. The plant closing was part of a DowDuPont announcement that the company will be downsizing its global workforce by 5-7%, along with consolidating and shutting down some facilities. DowDuPont finalized its $150 billion merger on August 31st of this year. The company is planning to cut $3 billion in cost as it spins off three separate businesses, including agriculture, material sciences, and specialty products. DowDuPont is the parent company of DuPont Pioneer and says the restructuring will begin next year, even though some job losses had already taken place. A skeleton crew will remain at the Iowa ethanol plant until a buyer is found. The company says the next generation plant no longer fits into its future plans. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.